What's going on, everybody? Sorry that I haven't been posting in a while. Just assume that whenever I'm not posting, I'm gonna be at my cabin. Alright, so I'll give you a little run through today's episode. Today's episode, we're gonna be breaking down Jackie, going over the shop, and the new balance changes. The game modes, and all the usual. Alright, so starting off, everybody currently has a special offer, a big box and a mega box. Then you got your daily skins. Hot Rod Brock is on sale for 79 gems. You also have 1,250 token doubles for 29 gems. Let's see what else we got. So that's the shop. Now let's get right to the events. Currently, I'll just quickly run through the events that are out. I won't give you any recommendations for those, but I'll give you recommendations for the upcoming maps. The current events that are out are Gym Grab, Minecart Madness, Showdown, Core Crumble, Brawl Ball, Warped Arena, Heist, Bandit Cove, and Siege Nuts and Bolts. The upcoming events is going to be Gym Grab, Deep Diner, Showdown, Dark Passage, Brawl Ball, Shoulder Bash, Siege, Crated Factory, Robo Rumble, Vault Defenders, and Gym Grab, Spring Trap. For Gym Grab Deep Diner, I'm gonna say you could use Tick. No, sorry. Brock, Jackie, and Poco. For Showdown Dark Passage, you can the recommendation that Kairos gives you is Leon, Piper, Brock, Daryl, Colt, Crow, I almost said Crew for Crow, Bo, and Pam. Now, this map is going to be really, really strong for Piper, just being the fact that the spots that there actually are bushes are spots that she can snipe people out really well with. So, you're going to want to use Ambush in this map. Brawl Ball, Shoulder Bash, Siege, Crated Factory, Robo Rumbles, Vault Defenders, and Jam Grab, Spring Trap. So, I guess I already went through all those. For Brawl Ball, Shoulder Bash. I don't know who you should go with this one. You guys can go ahead and send me a voice message to who you think should go in this map. You guys try people out. I'm gonna test you guys and see how it is. I have some in mind, but for Heist Bandit Cove, you've got Nito, Bull, El Primo, Rosa, Shelly, and BB. And then for Siege Nuts and Bolts, you've got Nita, Dynamike, Barley, Penny, Spike, BB, and Rosa. See you in the next segment. We're going back to the second segment of the episode. I decided I'm also going to add something else. I'm going to go through each and every single star power in the game and rank which one's better. Alright, right now our brawler breakdown is of Jackie. Jackie's a heavyweight brawler, and she's super rare. You can unlock her from brawl boxes. She's fairly common to get, so a lot of people have her. Next up, her description reads, Jackie works up her jackhammer to shake the ground and nearby enemies. Her super pulls in nearby foes, leaving them in the dust. She's at power level 4. She has 5,980 health. She has fast movement speed. Her attack is called Groundbreaker. Jackie hops on her jackhammer to shake the ground all around. Enemies caught too close will get a pounding. That does 1,380 damage in a short range, and she's normal real speed. Her super is called Holy Moly. Jackie drills a hole in the ground, pulling in foes to introduce them to her jackhammer. She partially shields incoming attacks while performing her super. That will last you guys 1 second. Her gadget is called Pneumatic Booster, which just recently got a nerf, but I'll go over that later. Jackie gets a burst of energy and moves 30% faster for 3 seconds. Charges from match 2. Then her star power, one of them is called Counter Crush. When receiving damage, Jackie returns the favor by converting 15% of the damage into a Groundbreaker attack, counter attack. Her other one is called Hardy Hard Hat. Jackie's Hard Hat protects her by reducing any damage she takes by 15%. So, that's Jackie. Oh, and your host did, over the weekend, pull BB. Yep, got her at rank 4. didn't really get to play that much because I was at my cabin. But this one time I got to go on Wi-Fi, I ended up pulling BB. Alright, so the big part, you got an optional update, just bug fixes. Tweaks to team invite screens, tapping the quest icon in the game mode selection next to showdown mode now highlights quests in the quest log, fixed an issue that caused multiple boxes to be opened when tapping the Brawl Pass tier 60 reward box repeatedly. Oh, that should stay there. Fix SCID window being closed upon app suspension. Fix game reloading after being suspended briefly and resumed. Fix the game automatically reloading after being logged in. And fix some crashes. The balance changes are big game, reduce big brawler's health by 20,000. Wow. If you think of it, that's a lot of damage. So basically, they're making it easier to destroy them. Carl, increased main attack damage from 600 to 660 a hit. Alright, I like that. I don't have my Carl very high, and that's going to be good. Because now, it'll do 60 more damage a hit. That's 120 if I can hit both times. I like that. Max, increased main attack damage from 300 to 320 per bullet. One of those small changes, but if she shoots like 6 bullets, I believe it is, maybe 7. Here. I'll go check. I'm not gonna be lazy. So Max does shoot 4. Only 4? What? I'm stupid. Alright, but I'm just gonna warn you guys about something. I am gonna be doing box openings, not from the account that I use on the podcast, but my base account. I'm gonna be joining the Brawl Podcasters Club on this account. I think I'm gonna have access to it again, but yes, it was on my old iPod, and I haven't played on that in so long, and so I had before, I was playing before B and Max came out. That was meant I had every brawler in the game except the legendaries, so I was doing fairly well. I had missed before Mr. P came out. Mr. P wasn't out when I played, so that would mean I had every single brawler in the game except the legendaries. So that account was really good at the time, and now I've got Nani and all these new brawlers. B, Nani, I have to pull Max, Mr. P, Sprout, and all the legendaries, and Gale too. But yeah, that's where all my box openings will come from, because that's just my better account. You know, just maybe every once in a while I'll do a box opening, but I've opened almost every tier off this because I've been lazy. So let's keep going with those balance changes. So we're on Max. Max's won't be that good. That's like an extra 80 damage every attack. Just a meh. Mr. P increased health from 2,900 to 3,200. Alright, this could be okay, allowing him to survive a couple more shots. And Nani increased main attack reload speed by 10%. I think they could actually buff this up to 20 because just how ridiculously hard it is to hit. Oh, and on my mini account, my second mini account, not counting this, my sister decided, me and her were just like switching off every time my phone died, so we wanted to play on my mini, on the iPad. So we were switching off every round, and we got a couple boxes, and I said, hey, you can open both of those boxes, because I mean, it was even my turn to play, but I just said, you can. And so she opened a big box, and the strangest thing happened. There was one item remaining. I opened it up, and it was Power Points, and I was like, what? So then I was like, all right, so maybe I'm going to get a Brawler next box. She opened a Brawl box. The next box, it was Nani. So that's awesome. Terra increased health from 3,200 to 3,400. I actually think that 3,400 was that there before. I think she went down from 3,600 to 3,200, and then back to 3,400. I don't know. BB decreased health from 4,000 to 3,800. Brock decreased health from, 2,800 to 2,600. Jean decreased lamp blowout charges from 3 to 2. Saw that coming. And this is probably the one that everyone saw coming. Jackie decreased pneumatic booster charges from 3 to 1. Fix the bugs where Robot did not attack the safe in Robo Rumble when players were hiding behind a Sprout wall. Fix the bug which prevented playing big game after reaching 20 wins in the game mode. Fix a bug which prevented playing a challenge if the player had 4 losses from their previous challenge or was not in the game room when the challenge started. And fix the bug which allowed Nani to teleport with the ball in Brawl Ball. Alright, I'll see you guys all in the next segment where I will be breaking down, going through every all-star powers in the game and deciding which one is better. Hello and welcome to the third segment of this podcast. Now, we're going to be breaking down every single star power in the game. So, let's, hang on. I'm just trying to sort my brothers by rarity. So, with Shelly, her two star powers, this is all from the solo showdown perspective. We have Shell Shock and Band-Aid. Shell Shock will be slowing down enemies for 3 seconds. In Band-Aid, when Shelly falls below 40% health, she instantly heals for 1,800 health. Band-Aid recharges in 20 seconds. It's going to be a Band-Aid. Just that quick boost of health helps her really well against Bulls and Daryls. Nita, star power, Bear With Me. Nita recovers 500 health whenever her bear hits an enemy. When Nita deals damage, her bear regains 500 health. And then Hyper Bear. Nita has bear attacks faster. Time between swipes is reduced by 60%. Hyper Bear is obviously going to be your better choice with that gadget. With Colt, we have Slick Boots. Colt's movement speed is increased by 10%. Then Magnum Special. Colt's attack range and bullet speed are increased by 11%. Alright, let's be honest. Colt's star powers suck. So, I'm going to go with Magnum Special. Alright, next up we have Berserker. When Bull falls below 40% health, his reload speed doubles. And then we have Tough Guy. When Bull falls below 40% health, he gains a shield that reduces all damage he takes by 30%. I think that Tough Guy is going to be better. Just due to the fact that if you're about to die, you get a shield. Like, that's insane. Like, that's really good, I think. Jessie, her star power, Energized. Jessie can repair her gun turret for 800 with missing health by zapping him with her attack, and then Shocky, Scrappy the turret now shoots energy orbs that bounce between enemies. The orbs range after a bounce is 51% of normal range. It's gonna have to be Energized just due to the fact that you won't really have to be bouncing those shots too much and hitting other brawlers. Next up is Brock. We've got Incendiary. The impact of Brock's attack sets the ground on fire. Enemies in the area take 600 damage per second, lasts for 2 seconds. And the other one is Rocket number 4. Brock loads a 4th rocket into his launcher, increasing his ammo capacity and discarding the thermos bottle he's been keeping in his launcher's number 4 tube. I think it's going to be Incendiary just because, first of all, in Incendiary, you can still 3-shot a box in solo showdown. I mean, you can use all your ammo to destroy a box, because that's a problem at lower level. Brock cannot 3-shot a box, but with Incendiary, he can, and with the other one, he can. And with the other one, you don't get as much control, and you have to reload more, you have to reload for a while. So, and Brock's reload is not very good, so I think, yeah, definitely you want to go with Incendiary. Oh, and also your host pushed Dynamic to 20. Don't know how I did it. No star power. Power level 5? What? Yeah, I got him to 20. But Dynamic's star power is called Dino Jump. Dynamic can ride the blast phase of his explosives to jump over obstacles. And then his other one is called Demolition. Adds 1,000 damage to Mike's super. Gonna have to go with Demolition. Just because, I mean, come on. Most people can't master Dino Jump. It's so hard to master. And yeah, we got Bo next on the list. One of them is called Circling Eagle. Bo spots enemies hidden in bushes from 150% longer distance than normally. Then his other one is called Snare Bear. Instead of a knockback, Bo's traps now stun enemies for 2 seconds. Snare Bear is really good for the maps that is more open if you're playing Bo, and then with bushes, you gotta go, like on Cavern Churn, you gotta go Circling Eagle. It really helps him. Next up, we got Tick. One of them is called Well Oil. When Tick takes no damage and doesn't attack, he starts recovering health 2 seconds faster than normal, or automatic tick reload. Tick's reload time is 10% shorter. Alright, so I'm going to say automatic reload, just due to the fact that if you actually take damage with Tick, you're probably already dead. Because Tick has no health. Like, at power level 3, he has 2,420 health. And at power level 10, he, like, you can't really do anything with Tick. And hang on, at power level 10, he has 3,080 health. So, I don't understand why you would even use that star power when if you took damage, you'd most likely be dead. Next up, we have 8-Bit. His star power is called Boosted Booster. Increases the damage booster's range by 50%, and then extra life. When 8-Bit is defeated for the first time in a match, he instantly resurrects. Extra life is going to be better just due to the fact that it's basically cheating in Solo Showdown. Showdown is you get one life and then you're out, and 8-Bit really defies that. Next up, we have M's. M's star powers. One is called Bad Karma. Enemies that stay within the cloud of M's toxic hairspray suffer increasing damage 20% per hit. And then we have Hype. M's recovers 320 health per second for each enemy inside her super's area of effect. It's going to have to be Bad Karma. Just extra damage in Showdown is really good. Then we have El Primo. El Fuego. Enemies caught in El Primo Super will burn for 1,200 damage over 4 seconds in Meteor Rush. El Primo gains a 25% speed boost for 4 seconds after using a Super Meteor Rush because El Primo's weakness is not being able to get catch up to brawlers. So, next up we have Barley. One of them is called Medical Use, and Barley regains 400 health from each attack. His other one is called Extra Nauseous. Adds 140 damage per second to Barley's attack. Really, either one can be your, whichever your preference is. Are you really good at hitting his shots, or do you struggle with that and a lot of people catch up with you? I'm gonna say I like using Medical Use, but that's just me. Next up, we have Poco. We have DeCapo. When Poco's attack hits friendly brawlers, they now heal for 700 health. Oh, yeah, and we are going from Solo Showdown, and then his other one is Screeching Solo. Poco Super now also hits enemies, dealing 800 damage. It's gotta be Screeching Solo. I mean, come on. In any other 3v3 mode, his other star power would just overwhelm this. But, I mean, come on. You can't heal teammates in Solo Showdown. You're yourself. So, you have to use that one. Rosa's star power, Plant Life. Rosa recovers 200 health per second when inside a bush and thorny gloves. Rosa's punches gain 220 damage for super. So, a lot of YouTubers actually say thorny gloves, they never use it. But I think thorny gloves is actually pretty good. But Plant Life, just a lot of health. Remember, I think I said this in another episode, 5-second combat is 1,000 health back. Just so much healing in so little time. Next up, we have Rico. His star power is super bouncy. Rico's bullets from attack and super alike get supercharged from their first bounce and deal 100 extra damage. Then his other one is Robo Retreat. When Rico falls below 40% health, he runs 34% faster. Just from the regular player's perspective, Robo Retreat. Just, yeah. So hang on, I gotta take a pause. Sorry for that quick pause. It will remain the same segment. Just, I had to go take out the trash, but I didn't respond to my mom until I paused it. So, we were on Rosa, and now we went to Rico, and now we're going to be on Daryl. Star power, Steel Hoops. Daryl's super reinforces barrel, reducing all damage he takes by 90% for 0.9 seconds. And then rolling reload, when Daryl uses his super, his reload speed doubles for 5 seconds. It's going to have to be Rolling Reload. Just due to the fact that a lot of people don't even attack Rolling Daryl. Steel Hoops are not. It's just so fast, and there's really no point in doing that. Alright, next up we have Penny. Penny's star power is her Last Blast. When Penny's cannon is destroyed, it shoots out one last barrage of four bombs targeting nearby enemies, each dealing 1,680 damage. And balls of fire. Cannonballs from Penny's turret set the ground on fire for 3 seconds. Enemies in the burning area take 400 damage per second. So, I'm going to say balls of fire is better just due to the fact of the control. Even though with her gadget compared, the game tried to makes you use that. So, yeah. Next up is Carl. Power throw. Carl throws his pickaxe with 13% more speed, allowing it to travel faster and return faster in a zone with protective pirouette. During Carl's super, all damage he receives is reduced by 30%. I'm going to say protective pirouette just because a shield in showdown is really good. I'm just really looking at this Hog Rider Carl skin in the hammer, just how easy it looks to make. I could make it. What they did is they just took a thing and beveled the edges. So, yeah. So, sorry. I was just getting all 3D modeled. Like, we just went over Jackie's stuff. So, if you didn't hear that, then go back to the beginning of the episode. Hardy Hard Hat is better. Counter Crush is almost useless. Then, the Epics. We have Piper. Star Power Ambush. Piper's attacks deal 800x damage at max range when she's hidden in a bush. Then, Snappy Sniping. When Piper hits an enemy with her attack, she reloads 0.3 ammo instantly. So, if you guys haven't guessed it, this is probably the best star power in the game. It's gonna be Ambush. It's so ridiculously strong. 800 ultra damage is just like overpowered. Like, I can't even stress enough how good this is. It does too much damage for Piper. Next up is BB, and one of them is called Home Run. BB's movement speed is increased by 12% when her home run bar is fully charged. And then batting stance, when BB's home run bar is fully charged, she shields herself from all damage by 30%. I'm going to say home run. She has very fast speed. Her very fast speed, that's good enough on its own, but compared with the thing, just allows her to catch up. And the reason why I'm actually not doing the other one, because a lot of people will be mad at me. But, listen, you have to attack with BB in order to do damage. But with that shield is encouraging you not to attack and just to run. With that other one, you can actually get away faster. So we have Pam is next. Mama's Hug. Whenever Pam hits enemies with Scrap Storm, she heals herself and nearby friendly brawlers for 40 health. And then Mama's Squeeze. Healing turret now also damages enemies for 500 health a second. Mama's Hug. Just healing is pretty good with that. Next up, we have Frank. We have Power Grab. Frank steals the power of a brawler he defeats, increasing his damage by 50% for 12 seconds. And then Sponge. Frank gains 1,100 health. If you're not very good at Frank, then go with Sponge. But, I mean, no. Go with Power Grab either way. Really, really strong. And then next we have B. Her star power is Insta-B Load. Instantly supercharge B's big sting one time if she misses a supercharge shot. And then Honeycoat. B escapes certain defeat with one health and gains a momentary shield once per match. Honeycoat, even though it's not even really that strong. It is really strong because it kind of defies showdown, kind of like 8-Bit. It's like an extra life with one health. So, yeah. Next up, we have Nani. And I'm actually going to pause this segment for a second. Her star power's autofocus peep does up to 2,500 extra damage based on his travel distance. And I'm actually going to go off her second star power that hasn't been released yet. I don't know what it's called yet. I don't remember what it's called. But it says Nani gains a 90% shield while driving peep. I'm going to say the 90% shield is good for the low skill cap players. And the autofocus is good for high. So I'm going to go with the 90% shield. I'm going to pause this segment. And yeah, we'll be right back. You guys won't even hear it. Why won't Anchor pause? Alright, now that we're done from this pause, no more pauses. We're going to get into the mythics. Pam? I can't believe she's not a mythic. Because you can tell she's a mythic because it actually has thick in it. Right. That was from one of the people on Team Tribe. Next up, we got Mortis. Creepy Harvest. Mortis reaps the life essence of Brawler is when he defeats, restoring 1800 health, and then Coiled Snake. Mortis gains a dash bar. His dash range is increased by 75% when the bar is fully charged. It takes 3.5 seconds for the bar to charge when Mortis has all three dashes ready. Coiled Snake, I'm going with. Next up, we have Tara. Star powers are Black Portal. Tara's super cracks open a dimensional portal. A shadowy version of Tara appears and attacks her enemies, and then Healing Shade. Tara's super crack opens the dimensional portal. A shadowy version of Tara appears to heal Tara and her teammates. Alright, honestly, I'm not gonna rank one of these because they do the exact same, except exact opposite. So whichever one you prefer, to be healed more or to do extra damage, it's all your choice. Jean's star power is called Magic Puffs. Jean heals all friendly brawlers around him for 400 health per second. And then Spirit Slap. When Jean's super is fully charged, he does 300 extra damage with his attack, Spirit Slap, because you can't heal any teammates in Solo Showdown. Max star power is supercharged. Max now charges super while moving. And then Run and Gun, Max reloads faster while moving. Both require moving, supercharged. Because while you have your super, you can charge it while moving. So, yeah. Star power with Mr. P, handle with care. Mr. P's overstuffed suitcase bounce and burst even if they don't hit a target or obstacle or tin can. The Roboported home base has 3,000 more health. I'm going to say handle with care. Next up, we have Sprout. Star power overgrowth. Seed bombs that don't make contact with enemies will explode with a larger explosion radius, and then photosynthesis. Beth Sprout activates a shield, partially protecting itself from all attacks while inside a bush. Photosynthesis. What the heck is wrong with me? And now we're getting into the legendaries. We have Spike. Fertilize, after using super spikes, regenerates 800 health per second by staying in his area of effect. Then curveball spikes from the cactus grenade flying in a curving motion, making it easier to hit targets. For lower skill get players from curveball, but for most players, fertilize is gonna be better. Just that healing is so important and so crucial that allows Spike to take down just about any tank in the game except maybe a Frank. Next up, we have Crow. Now, Crow's one of is called extra toxic. Crow's poison saps the strength of an ace who deal 20% less damage while poisoned. Carry on, Crow. Crow does an extra 120% damage with his attack and super to targets with 50% or less health. This is really your preference, but I'm personally gonna say, extra toxic. No, I like more damage. I'm gonna go with Carry On Crow. Carry On Crow is just really strong. We have Leon. Smoke trails. When Leon uses a super, he gains 24% boost to his movement speed while the duration of his ability. Then Invis Heal, Leon recovers 1,000 health per second while his super is active. Definitely go with smoke trails, just due to the fact that you're not gonna be attacking while you're in your super, and you'll have time to heal, trying to get over to that extra bro, and that speed can get you over there faster. So why wouldn't you use that? I mean, if you use your super while you're about to die, then that's only gonna get you 1,000 health B, and you're basically not even gonna have time to heal. So, Sandy. Star power, Rude Sands. Sandstorm also damages enemies for 100 damage per second, then Healing Wind. Sandstorm also now heals friendly brawlers for 250 health per second. Rude Sands, just allowing them not to heal while in your super. And yeah. The final brawler is Gale. Star power, Blustery Blow. Gale's super now stuns enemies that are pushed against obstacles with a super and second wind. Gale provides a speed boost to teammates that are caught in the path of his super. So Blustery Blow is gonna be the better one, just due to the fact that you can stun people. And yeah. All right, make sure to leave me a 5-star review in Apple Podcasts if you haven't already. And thank you guys all for listening. If you like the show, make sure to subscribe. And I'm going to go ahead and shout out a couple podcasts just because in the next episode, I'm actually going to be ranking all the Brawl Stars podcasts. So if your podcast is at a low spot or a high spot, do not feel bad that I put it there. This is all of my opinion. And yeah, bye.